free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's January the 22nd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and today we're going to not go to C-SPAN. We are not going to play Adam Schiff or people from the other side droning on and on about this fake trial, this fake impeachment trial. Talked about it yesterday, and it's absolutely amazing to hear Schumer lying about what happened. I mean, it's a matter of historical record. The number of days that they took and the fight over whether they were going to have witnesses and everything. And, of course, everybody today is saying exactly the opposite of what they said, you know, 21 years ago with the impeachment trial of Clinton. It's all partisan politics. So we're going to focus today on what really matters to you and I, and that is how they're attacking our liberty, our families, stealing our money, trying to take our rights to defend ourselves. That's where we're going to focus today. We will comment briefly on impeachment and give you an update on that, but we're going to do, there's some more postscript, actually, about the Virginia rally, Second Amendment rally, and there was a rally in Washington State as well that we need to pay attention to. And we need to pay attention to the fact that it is not simply Virginia Democrats and simply Governor Kuhnman who are trying to take away the Second Amendment. I mean, this is across, the entire country. Democrats have gotten very radical. They want a civil war. You can see it from these staffers with Bernie Sanders, Project Veritas, as they say, yeah, I want to get a gun, I want to shoot people, I want to put these conservatives in gulags. But we're going to talk about not what some guy living out of his car working for Bernie Sanders wants to do to you. We're going to talk about what the biggest corporations in the world and the United Nations are planning to do to you. They're the ones who are going to be able to do this. And, of course, the Democrats, again, not only are they united with the United Nations, these people who are pushing UN 2030 agenda, that is set up, all of this climate change stuff is set up to burn down our society, to destroy our national sovereignty, to take away not only all of our rights, but all of our property. They want to take away our guns. They want to take away our free speech. They want to take away our cars, our homes, our meat off of our tables. They want to shut down the electricity in our walls. I don't know how they're going to run their electric cars, but don't worry, because you're not going to have that many of them. They just need to have a few electric cars for the elites. You know, the bureaucrats who work for these people will be allowed to have their electric cars that they can rent. They'll be able to afford to rent them by the ride. And the elites will have their flying machines. They will have their hypercars. And the rest of us will be hoofing it on the sidewalk and probably living on the sidewalk. That's why Google calls their smart city plan Sidewalk Labs, I believe. But I want to take a look quickly at President Trump. He was at Davos, and he made some great statements about nationalism. And we're going to play those when we come back. And we're going to contrast it to what the central bankers everywhere are telling us. And folks, it's not just the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is pushing climate change. But it's also the Bank of Japan, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank. I mean, this article from Zero Hedge could not find any skeptics anywhere except one German banker who also is on the European Central Bank, but the rest of the people at the European Central Bank are pushing this because there's a lot of money in this. These people want to run the carbon exchange, and going back for a century, they were saying, well, you know, we control the money and we can control the wealth, but ultimately it's going to be about allocating energy, not about allocating pieces of paper. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's January the 22nd, 2020. And I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at a lot of different topics. We'll briefly cover impeachment. We're not going to do a C-SPAN broadcast today. I played some of the stuff yesterday when I hosted the Alex Jones Show. And I don't know. You know, Mitch McConnell defending President Trump. Talk about low energy. I can only imagine what President Trump would be tweeting about Mitch McConnell if Mitch McConnell was in the other party. But as the Democrats go nuclear, we bring out the duck and cover turtle, Mitch McConnell. But I agree with what Mitch McConnell is doing, and this whole impeachment thing is absolute nonsense. I just can't stand the lies of Schumer and Schiff and this nonsense. Oh, look, let me just say this at the beginning about impeachment, because everybody is keyed up about this. And then if you want to follow it gavel to gavel, you can go to C-SPAN or the Sean Hannity Show. But look, all you need to know is that they want to impeach President Trump because he delayed, didn't stop, but delayed foreign aid being sent to a corrupt government. Because, you know, for the Democrats, corruption's not a problem, and foreign aid is a mandate. It's an entitlement. I prefer foreign aid to bringing the people in here and having them live off of us, which is the other part of the plan. But I was getting coffee this morning, and C-SPAN is running, and they're playing repeats of Adam Schiff. Unless at, 4 in the morning, he's still rambling on. That is a possibility. But I think it was a repeat. And Adam Schiff was saying, we are trying to stay faithful to the founders. Can you imagine what they'd say? I said, yes. I truly can't imagine what they would say. I said to Travis as I was getting coffee, I said, imagine that Adam Schiff or some of these other Democrats who are into the occult go to the Witch of Endor or whoever the contemporary example of that is. Maybe they go to the Disney CEO and say, you know, hey, you're deeply into the occult. Can you recommend somebody who can do some divination or something? I need to know what the founders think about this whole thing. Can you imagine bringing back the founders? And Adam Schiff starts to explain this to him, and he goes, well, you know, and here's the situation. And the founders would say, wait a minute, what? You're giving money to a foreign country? You're impeaching this guy because he even hesitated on giving money to a foreign country that is known to be unbelievably corrupt? Are you kidding me? We don't even get anywhere past this to talk about the nuances of the Constitution and how it is the president, not the Congress, that sets public policy. It's absolutely crazy. And it tells you, folks, when you look at this, the same people who say you cannot spend a dime to protect our border, you can't take any money out of our military budget to defend our border, demand that we send this money without delay to a foreign country for, you know, a defense of America, right? We defend America by flooding corrupt foreign governments with cash. Now, who thinks like that? the military-industrial complex, a deep state, the Democrats, those are the people who invented this church, the same people who invented this unconstitutional system of government that the founders would not even recognize. Oh, they would recognize it. They just wouldn't believe that we had fallen so far away from the principles that they warned us, you know, that they tried to establish in the Constitution, the things that they warned us from their knowledge of history and human nature. They knew that it would happen. They knew it was a matter of time. I just think they would be surprised that it happened this quickly, this thoroughly. All right, so let's talk about President Trump at Davos. Because, you know, he went there, I think, to make some headlines and to steal some attention away from this impeachment thing. But, of course, the media is in on impeachment, 100%. And they're going to completely ignore what President Trump has to say at Davos. And he had some good things to say about globalism and about nationalism and about capitalism, which I would define as free market economics, not the kind of capitalism that we see coming out of Wall Street. But let's play a supercut of what President Trump said at Davos, Switzerland, celebrating economic nationalism. Video clip number 4.
A nation's highest duty is to its own citizens. Honoring this truth is the only way to build faith and confidence in the market system. Only when governments put their own citizens first will people be fully invested in their national futures. In the United States, we are building an economy that works for everyone, restoring the bonds of love and loyalty that unite citizens and powers nations. Today, I hold up the American model as an example to the world of a working system, a free enterprise that will produce the most benefits for the most people in the 21st century and beyond. A pro-worker, pro-citizen, pro-family agenda demonstrates how a nation can thrive when its communities, its companies, its government, and its people work together for the good of the whole nation. Today, I urge other nations to follow our example and liberate your citizens from the crushing weight of bureaucracy. With that, you have to run your own countries the way you want.
That's right. The crushing weight of bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy isn't just in your country. I mean, he's talking about nationalism. So he's not talking about a domestic bureaucracy, which we need to liberate ourselves from. And we can only do that at the local level, not by voting for anybody for president. Because as we've seen with President Trump, one thing that he has shown us, a couple of things he's shown us. Number one, there is absolutely no question that the mainstream media is lying to you. Fake news, right? That's been established. They have lost their credibility for at least a generation. The other thing he has shown us is that Washington is hopelessly corrupt and it's too big for one person to change it. I think these are the lessons, the takeaways we need to find out from the Trump administration. But again, he had some great things to say. He said, only when governments put their own people first will people be fully invested in their national futures. And, let's have markets, not mandates, right? Let's have persuasion in those markets, not coercion from government. That's your choice, really. Persuasion versus coercion. You know, you can have Elizabeth Warren, or you can have an Andrew Yang, and they've got a detailed program of how to run your life, what your house should look like, what you should drive, what you should eat, everything, every detail of your life. They want to control it from some centralized place. And I tell you, they're not smart enough to do that. It is the ham-fisted approach of a totalitarian to try to think that they have, and the arrogance of somebody who thinks that they're so smart. Elizabeth Warren thinks she's smart. Andrew Yang and all of his supporters think they're smart. Math, they say. Well, it isn't. If you want to talk about math, let's just talk about the fact that, take a look at computer design and how we're going from central processing units to distributed neural networks. Because why? It's a bottleneck. Even for that, it's a bottleneck. You want to talk about math? You want to talk about organization? These people have never experienced the kind of bottleneck that I experienced when I was an engineering student We had a CPU, millions of dollars in it. Every engineering and science student had to use this one gigantic IBM PC, or not PC, mainstream computer. And they were doing all the accounting for two different universities in the state of Florida on this thing. And what a bottleneck. We were all standing in line all the time. I would go in the wee hours of the morning to try to get my work done, and there was still a line. The computers should be waiting on us. The government should be serving us. We should be making the decisions. We are not the servants of the government or machines or corporations. I'm not a number. I'm a free man. I'll not be stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. Ever heard that before? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're talking about President Trump. He's at Davos, and he's dropping some major truth bombs on the globalists there. They're not happy. Greta is frowning in the audience. How dare you? How dare you? Well, you know, one of the things he said was these alarmists always demand the same thing. They want absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. Again, they're not alarmists. They are totalitarians. They are Democrats. The Democrat Party has become completely totalitarian. You know, they were statists, they became socialists, Marxists, and now they have gone to totalitarian. No restrictions on central power, every detail of your life under their control, and they're just competing as to who can control the most of your life and who can give you free stuff, because those are how they forge your chains and take away your freedom. They take away your freedom with free stuff. We see that over and over again from AOC. She says, this isn't the leftist party. You haven't seen a leftist party yet, but we're going to make sure you see one. They have high hopes for Bernie or Elizabeth Warren or any of these people. They're all on the same page. And he went on, President Trump went on to say, we will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty. And I'm glad that he mentioned liberty. Campaign of President Trump, I don't ever recall him using that word once. I'm sure he did. I just never heard it. We need to focus on liberty. That is the central issue when we are talking about government. Everything else flows from that. Because if you want to have a marketplace, again, it's about persuasion versus coercion. Persuasion assumes that you have liberty, that you can make the decision. You may not make the right decision, and you might be defrauded, and the government might be brought into play to stop that kind of fraud. But what they're talking about, what they're offering on the other side, the radical socialists, the authoritarians, the totalitarians, they simply want mandates and coercion, not any pro-choice about them at all. They are not pro-choice about anything. Not about your health care, vaccination schedule, what you're going to do with your kids. The only thing they want you to choose and to be free to choose is to kill your kids. And quite frankly, that choice is not going to last that long if they have a say. We will have forced euthanization of the elderly, and we will have forced abortion like the totalitarians always have done. They did it in China, and they will do it in America. Anyway, President Trump also talked about trade deals because he's there in Davos. He criticized past trade deals that gutted American industry, celebrated the new successful trade deals with China, Mexico, Canada, and other nations. And look, I support President Trump in rolling back the trade war that began with Henry Kissinger transferring, you know, setting up, giving preferred situation to China. And then it continued with NAFTA. And President Trump, with USMCA, has renegotiated some of the details. But unfortunately, and here's the thing that's frustrating about President Trump, is that we can look at this and we can say, look, the Democrats are going to take everything that you've got and send it away. They're going to export all of our jobs, and they're going to import more workers to suppress wages, to make people dependent on them, begging for free stuff. Keep me safe. Feed me. You can have my liberty, right? That's their plan. But when President Trump looks at this, he thinks it's sufficient to rearrange the deck chairs on this titanic problem of national sovereignty. And that was the central issue of NAFTA. The fact that we would create a multilateral trade agreement. Everywhere else, President Trump says, we don't want a multilateral trade agreement. We want a bilateral trade agreement. He knows better. His advisors know better. So why is he doing, reinventing NAFTA, a multilateral trade agreement, even if it's temporarily better details? It seems to me that giving us better details is just a way to breathe new life into an old tool of tyranny that is eventually going to come back and bite us again. Because who's going to set the terms of this in the future? If we have a multinational, supranational trade organization that's going to set the rules. I mean, that's the problem. The fundamental problem is that it is multinational, that it is above our sovereignty. It isn't about how many gallons of milk we sell or how many cars are manufactured in which country. They can obscure the greater principles with details. And even when we do that, it is simply a sugar fix, a sugar high that's going to go away. You know, President Trump said, we have to liberate your citizens from the crushing weight of bureaucracy. And that bureaucracy begins with these supranational, multinational trade agreements and the bureaucracy that comes along with it, or the bureaucracy of the United Nations. Yeah, we need to eliminate that, but we also need to eliminate it at home. You know, President Trump has come out and he's been quoted as saying what he said about vaping and getting rid of it was a big mistake. And I'm saying it more politely than he is quoted as having said it. He was very emphatic about it being a mistake. Yes, it was a mistake. It was stupid. It was a stupid thing to come out and say we have to outlaw vaping. Because again, it's about persuasion. Contrast what's happened with tobacco use versus what happened with marijuana use or other drug use, right? When the government went in with prohibition and mandates about these drugs that were on the UN schedule, it's a UN war on drugs. It's not Richard Nixon's war on drugs. He bowed to the UN, did what they wanted to do. They wrote the rules 10 years before he put it. He just copied that stuff and put his name on it and handed in his homework for the UN. But when they banned all these different items, just like when they banned alcohol, it didn't cut use. It actually increased use. And all of these banned items, whether it was alcohol or pot or cocaine, they all became more concentrated. It gave us new forms of things. You know, crack cocaine, as a matter of fact, directly created by the federal government. But when we look at tobacco, on the other hand, what did they do? They tried to persuade everybody, and it wasn't hard to do. Hey, this is going to increase your risk of heart disease and lung cancer and so forth. And the use of tobacco has declined severely, and I think it's mostly due to because they took an approach talking to people, trying to persuade them rather than coming after us, after the issue with prohibition. So it was stupid to go after vaping. Yes, it was, President Trump. You're right about that. It was stupid. But what about the vaccine mandates? You know, when you come out, these same people at the Department of Health or what, you know, the FDA and everything, telling you, we got to get rid of vaping. They also told you we got to have everybody have vaccines. And you said, yeah, you got to get the shots. The FDA also said, while they mandate vaccines, they prohibit using your own stem cells. And then you have the Trump administration coming out and supporting glyphosate. You know, I mean, you're all of those are really, really stupid.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
25 years ago, when I first began broadcasting, I was a realist and I was honest with the listeners. America was in a coma. We were being absolutely poisoned physically, culturally, and spiritually. The New World Order was running rampant because the public was asleep. Fast forward to this year, in 2020, and to see Soros spend over $100 million on the Women's March here in D.C. and in Los Angeles, and they might have had 30,000 people, maybe. They had 5 million 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I was here. That is emblematic of how his money and Chi-Com money cannot buy them the AstroTurf anymore. So yes, the awakening's happened, but we're not out of the woods. The globalists are going to throw a bunch of Hail Marys during this Trump Senate trial, and we're going to be covering it live from D.C. at band.video. Please be Paul Revere and share this link.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is, that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We were talking about President Trump. He's at Davos. And of course, you know, they're trying to push climate change very hard there. Now, that is the core problem that actually becomes the problem that fits every solution. Is climate change. We have climate change in order to push the central bankers' agenda. I'm going to talk about that. Also, climate change to push the replacement agenda of the people replacement that the UN is coming out with. Climate refugees, they say. They've just come out with a new rule of climate refugees cannot be sent home, says the UN. And on and on. But let's start with the central bankers, who now say their core mission includes climate change. And this is the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan have now all embraced climate change. And we've had the Department of Defense, especially under Obama, and continuing on with President Trump's administration. Oh, climate change, that's one of the biggest things. That's bigger than ISIS. Well, it's... It may be, we may find, that to the extent that there is any man-made alteration of the weather, that it is being done as a part of, as a program by our own governments, just like ISIS was being done by our own government. John McCain, funneling money and training and personnel into Syria for regime change. And they want regime change globally. And you don't think that they would alter the weather to the extent that they can. And again, going back to, gosh, it must have been 6-7 years ago, when I first, not long after I first came here to InfoWars, we had a film contest, and I remember one of the documentaries, and it was tied to an app. I don't even know if they have the app anymore. It's probably been purged, the InfoWars app was purged off of Apple. When we were number one in terms of news, they just, pulled the thing out. But there was an app. It was called Skyder Alert, I think is what it was. And basically, it was that they had a an idea that the persistent contrails, which many of us call chemtrails, that you see them crisscrossing in a grid pattern and then staying up for a long time. They said, "Do you see something like this? Take a picture and send it to us, and we'll collect that." And what they did was they correlated that to a rise in temperature. So it's like, oh, wow, gee, I guess, maybe they could do geoengineering here. Maybe it's not just a theory. Maybe all of those pictures that we saw of stuff being dumped out of planes and the testimony of pilots who worked for the military, maybe that stuff is real, and maybe it does have a real effect. They're saying, if you let us, we can spray stuff into the atmosphere to alter the temperature. And maybe they're already doing that. But let's talk about what the central bankers want to do. Again, like I said, like ISIS and defense, it may be that they are creating the problem and not just imagining it. But I haven't seen that they have done it on a large enough scale that we should be worried about it yet. But we should be worried about their quote-unquote solutions to this quote-unquote problem. Going back to the central bankers, as Mishtalk, this is an article that's on Zero Hedge from Mishtalk, writes, it's bad enough that central bankers are clueless about inflation. We've had, dumping in $100 billion a day, in some cases $500 billion a day. And as I pointed out, $100 billion that they dump into the repo market. You don't even have to know what that is. Just understand that the Federal Reserve is dumping anywhere from $100 billion with a B to $500 billion with a B on a daily basis through December into this repo market. It involves hedge funds and Wall Street and bankers and so forth, the usual suspects. But the quantity of that money that's being dumped in, President Trump is celebrating what he's done with China. We're talking about increasing trade with China, $200 billion over 2 years. The Fed dumped $100 billion in a day. That's equivalent to the entire annual gross domestic product of Puerto Rico. Or the $500 billion that they dumped in a day was equivalent to the national gross domestic product of Switzerland, the 20th largest economy in the world. It's absolutely insane what they're doing. And now these people, you talk about being clueless about inflation and redistribution of wealth and concentration of wealth. Isn't it interesting that you don't hear Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders or any of these Democrats who keep talking about concentration of wealth and how they've got to, help the little guy and everything? Do you notice that none of them are talking about the Federal Reserve System? Isn't that kind of telling? See, Bernie Sanders is not a Ron Paul. And I look at some of these people around here, some of the small businesses that used to have signs up for Ron Paul, and then they put up Bernie Sanders, and it's like, you have no idea, do you? You're just voting for somebody because you like their personality. You have no idea what these people believe. They are as polar opposite as you could get, Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders. Ron Paul understood the Federal Reserve is at the center of all of our problems. And here they are, trying to latch on to this climate change agenda. The Fed, Lael Brainard, chair of the Fed's Committee on Financial Stability, says climate change matters for monetary policy and financial stability. So how does climate change fit into the work of the Federal Reserve? Brainard says the Federal Reserve needs to analyze and adapt to important changes to the economy and the financial system. This is no less true for climate change than it was for globalization or the information technology revolution. How did those work out for us? Oh, seems like they concentrated power into the hands of a few and money. And it seems like they took money and wealth away from America and Western Europe, didn't it? And that's what they're going to do with climate change as well. Climate change is essential to achieving our mission, said Mary Daly, the San Francisco Federal Reserve president. She said, why is the San Francisco Fed hosting a climate conference? Why this and why now? Well, the answer is simple. It's essential to achieving our mission. What is their mission? I've told you over and over again, their mission, and you can see it in the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. They want to have smart cities where they can control you. They want to be able to make money off of you by turning you into their serfs. They will have a public-private partnership. You know, the Federal Reserve is a public-private partnership, isn't it? They pretend to have government authority, but it's a private organization. You will have corporations that will be set up. They will be private. It may be Google, or they might try to pretend, they might create some new kind of corporate entity and say that this is accountable in some tenuous way to the federal government, like they do with the Federal Reserve, but it'll still be a private corporation. And those private corporations will set up company towns, and they will monitor everything you do. They will monetize everything that you do. They're called smart cities. That's the plan. And it is crony capitalism. Yeah, it is essential to their mission. Bank of Japan, the governor there, Kuroda, warns of climate change risk. The Bank of England, climate change warning. They hopped on the climate change bandwagon December the 30th with a climate change warning from their chief banker, Mark Carney, who is from Canada, by the way. And they said in this, scientists say the risks associated with an increase of 4 degrees centigrade include a 9-meter rise in sea level. Okay, we're going to have an award when we come back. From this article, they looked at a couple of the scary claims that were made. You know, we have the fact that we're all going to drown, going to have a global flood, build an ark. Versus the European Central Bank's Christine Lagarde telling us that we have $24 trillion at risk. Who has the scarier scenario? We'll have that decision when we come back. Stay with us.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was talking about how all the central banks now, within the last month, they have all made statements about how they need to get involved in climate change. And of course, this makes perfect sense because not only is it the problem that fits all globalist solutions, but also they want to be able to run these carbon exchanges, right? You need somebody as a clearinghouse. They already clear our checks, which are going to become something of an anachronism as they move to a cashless society. Not only that, it's not even going to be a cashless society. It will be, you know, just tied to your face. We now have biometric surveillance being rolled out by the TSA at all the airports. That's, you know, TSA, the tyranny selling agency. And so they're going to be rolling that out everywhere. And you've already got Amazon saying, well, you know, you saw the article last week on the Drudge Report. We can do it by, you know, your phone, or we can use your handprint. And then we just have a report that Jeff Bezos got his phone hacked by the Saudi clown prince, MBS. Because, you know, Khashoggi was working for the Washington Post. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, bought it with, you know, equivalent of what you or I would make over 2 or 3 days work. You know, it's chump change for him, $250 million. So apparently the Saudis, and if I was Jeff Bezos, I would be, you know, kind of wondering if the CIA had helped them on that, because it's really pretty hard to separate the Saudis from the CIA or from Mossad. I mean, you know, they're so closely joined together. That you can't tell where one agency stops and the other one starts. So who knows? You know, he's got a relationship with the CIA. He runs their database for them. You know, there's different parts of the CIA. Nevertheless, it gets back to this central banker thing, because I said we're going to have an award here given by Mike Shedlock on Mish Talk. Who was it that had the scariest scenario to scare us into giving up our money and our freedom to central banks again? And you have European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, is saying this is something that could cost us $24 trillion if we don't stop climate change. And then you have Mark Carney, the Bank of England now, talking about how we could have a 9-meter rise in sea level. So which of those two are the scariest? Well, he says, I give Mark Carney the central bank fear-mongering blue ribbon because people can understand the concept of Florida being 3 feet underwater. That was his slide. He shows Florida. Here's Florida today. And here's what Florida will look like when it's the sea has risen by 9 meters. Oh, that's scary. He said, in contrast, nobody understands $24 trillion. Besides, the estimates will soon be $250 trillion or higher because of the way they've screwed up inflation, the way they've devalued our currency. I mean, yeah, you have a picture in mind of how much $1 trillion is, let alone $25 trillion. So, yeah, that 9 meters, that's the thing you got to be concerned about. As a matter of fact, you know, we have we've come a long ways, haven't we, from JFK, who questioned the Federal Reserve and was taking some moves to take back some of the power that had been wrongfully allocated to that private organization, and talking about the fact that a rising tide lifts all boats. Now they're very afraid of rising tides. You know, it is kind of a an interesting thing, as I said last week, that in Venice, remember, everybody was talking about, look at this, look at how Venice is flooded. Well, it does flood from time to time. And it was the highest flood that they had in 50 years. But, you know, 50 years ago, they had floods that high. And I guess nobody noticed that now they've got a severe drought. I talked about it. You can see it on band.video. If you go to the videos for this show, you can see the thumbnail of it. But we showed pictures of what's happening to the canals in Venice. The boats are literally beached. They haven't had a drought like this forever. And we're talking about, this city that, you know, the ocean is flying into. I mean, we're talking about the tide changing. But see, there's a sea change in the narrative, isn't there? Whenever they talk about something that pushes their agenda, you know, if Venice floods, oh, everybody's talking about that in the mainstream media. But if it, then 2 months later, all the boats in the canals of Venice are left high and dry. Silence. Crickets everywhere. The UN committee has now ruled that climate refugees cannot be sent home. This is coming from the New American. They said what's being hailed as a landmark decision. The UN's Human Rights Committee has ruled that refugees fleeing the so-called climate crisis cannot be sent back to their home countries by countries who offer them temporary sanctuary. So if you offer them temporary sanctuary, they're yours forever, right? You can't send them home. The ruling, the first of its kind by an international body, cites articles from the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which is said to protect an individual's inherent right to life. Oh, wait a minute, right to life? You mean the UN has got something there to stop abortion? Oh, no, 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 no. Not that right to life. They don't recognize that. Now, I suggest that if they tell us that we cannot send, quote-unquote, climate refugees home, you know, and I guess at this point we are now accepting refugees from Venice. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's dry now. They're okay. Or maybe because it's dry, maybe they should come. You know, 2 months ago, the whole place was flooded, several feet of water over San Marcos Square. And now they haven't even got any water in their canals. So, I mean, they're victims. So anybody in Venice, if you want to come to America, we've got to accept you, says the UN. No, I think what we need to do is we need to send the UN back to its countries of origin. The 18-person unelected committee, as I point out, New American said, given that the risk of an entire country being submerged underwater is such an extreme risk, the conditions of life in such a country may become incompatible with the right to life with dignity before the risk is realized. So what do we do with the people in Florida? Where do we send them? Can we send them to Davos, to Switzerland? But again, that shows that the guy who had the scariest slides about climate change was, in fact, Mark Carney, because, I mean, we're talking about entire countries being submerged. And I guess maybe, you know, we could use that here in America to go wherever we want. You know, I like the climate in Switzerland. I like the views and the mountains and so forth. Maybe I could get there. I tell them, you know, hey, I'm from Florida originally, and you know, Florida is part of America and it's going to be flooded, says Mark Carney with the Bank of England. So you got to bring me in and let me support me, as a matter of fact, because, you know, it's pretty expensive to live in Switzerland. In Sweden, they have lost all control, says a member of parliament. Bombings have spiked 60% there. Now, where is Greta in all of this? Is Greta complaining about this at Davos? Is she saying to the UN when they're saying, you know, you got to accept refugees because, you know, climate? Or the central bankers who are all there at Davos talking about climate change? Is she saying, how dare you? You sent all these people to Sweden, and now we've got a spike of 60% in bombings. As a matter of fact, you know, the use of hand grenades has become very common in attacks in Sweden. The Pope is calling for a Marxist economic summit. It was just a couple of days ago that he was talking about how capitalism, he said, was, quote, the devil's dung. The devil's dung, excrement. And so now, I guess that's the counterpart. Nobody called him on that. You know, President Trump said Venezuela is a S-hole country, right? It's a dung-hole country. Everybody, you can't say that about Venezuela. It's socialist, right? But it's okay for Pope Francis to call capitalism dung. Well, folks, we got to take a break. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products and the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything we do here at InfoWars. And we desperately need your support right now. And we've got some great specials, by the way. We've had a lot of our most popular products out of stock, but they're now back in stock. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. And we have a pack where you can get that with Survival Shield X3, our tri-iodine. You can get the two of those together. You can get either one of them separately 40% off, or the two of them together 50% off. We have Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostagard. Both of those are 35% off. We have Select Storable Food, you know, in case some Democrat gets elected or another Democrat starts a civil war. You want to make sure that you've got access to food. You can get up to 50% off of that Made in America non-GMO Select Storable Food, InfoWarsStore.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Try to make some sense of it all.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about how journalism is now a crime again. We have, you know, the same tactics are apparently being used against Glenn Greenwald that they've used against Julian Assange. It's amazing. Not only that this is happening, but it's amazing that they're using the same template, the same MO. And, you know, journalism should not be a crime. And I don't agree on most issues with Glenn Greenwald. As a matter of fact, he did call Alex Jones, and by extension me, working here at InfoWars when we were purged. He said they're grotesque, they're dangerous. But then he had questions about where this is all going to lead. And that was 2 months before we saw a major purge of anybody who pushed back against the military-industrial complex, against the police state, the surveillance state, and so forth. And he was right about that. So, you know, even though I disagree and on all the issues, pretty much, with Glenn Greenwald, he has the integrity. You know, both of us would agree with Voltaire that was summarized. Actually, it's not a quote from Voltaire, but it's a summary of what Voltaire said about free speech. I may despise what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. And so we can agree that we should have this discussion. We can agree that governments and corporations should not be the ones who determine what is real and what is fake and what is going to be allowed and what is hateful. We ought to be able to have that discussion in the free market. We ought to have debate. And that includes the science of climate change, quote unquote, the science. But of course, if you are a skeptic of this, even though their models have proven to be false, and I talked about this yesterday when I was hosting the Alex Jones Show, I showed the magazines again from 1979, Time and Newsweek, and how we're going to be out of oil by the mid 1980s in 1979, they said, and how we're going to be out of gas, natural gas, by the end of the 1980s. And we got to do something about this because, you know, we've got to have energy. We've got to, you know, everything will come to a halt. We won't even be able to, you know, grow food and transport food if we don't have energy. But today, the totalitarians don't care about that. They want you to starve. They want to get rid of the surplus population. They have become the Ebenezer Scrooges of the 21st century. And of course, the Malthusians, I should say, kind of a Ebenezer Malthusian. But they are going to fight you for every crumb on your table. They will take everything away from you in the name of saving the environment. We got John Cusack, of course. This came out several days ago. But just to remind you, as we're talking about the central banks are all now embracing climate change because they can make money out of it. Everybody, you know, that gives them a blank check to do whatever they want. John Cusack said, we have to support Bernie Sanders. Because, you know, capitalism, he said, takes and takes. It takes whatever, whenever, however it wants. It takes our lives. It takes our labor. It takes our spirit, our air and water, even our earth. And I'm reminded that before he became a footnote of history, a footnote in Hollywood, he did a movie that was called Say Anything. I think he's reprising that role. He'll say anything to get the one that he loves, Bernie, who loves communism. And, of course, he is one of these Hollywood priests of globalism, you know, the climate religion, the religion of Marxism. He is a true believer, just like Pope Francis. You know, Pope Francis, he's had several occasions where he has been called out in the press for making statements that were as heretical as you can imagine. And the Vatican denied it, but the Pope never did. And he would make those statements. He'd be quoted by a guy who is an atheist and a Marxist that nobody else had ever talked to. The one thing they had in common was their love of Marxism, their hatred of freedom, and their envy of anybody who has something they don't have. And it's kind of hard to imagine how the Pope could be envious of anybody with all the art treasures he has.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media, but It's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Assange and now Greenwald. They've made a crime, quote-unquote a crime, out of journalism. On Tuesday, prosecutors in Brazil charged Glenn Greenwald. He's an American journalist. He moved to Brazil back in 2005. He's been living there since 2005. They charged him with cyber crimes on Tuesday because he spread embarrassing text messages that exposed corruption within the Brazilian judicial system. And I'm reminded of the interview that I did with Matt Shea. Folks, if you haven't seen that interview, you need to go to band.video, click on the picture, my picture. They don't have a band.video/David Knight Show or something. So you have to go to band.video and click on that and you bookmark the thing if you want to go back and see the clips. But, I think it was last week that we talked to Matt Shea and, because he helped to expose judicial corruption in the Bundy case. There was a Bureau of Land Management, BLM, that BLM, not Black Lives Matter, but Bureau of Land Management, whistleblower, talking about the corruption of the FBI, the other BLM people, and the Department of Justice and how they were the ones initiating violence, how they were hiding evidence and so forth. And they were intent on hiding what this whistleblower had to say. And Matt helped to get that information out. And so for that, they want to take him down. That and the fact that he is holding rallies to support the Second Amendment in Washington State, a very liberal state. So they're coming after Matt, trying to throw him out of the Washington State Legislature. He's been elected 6 times in a row by large margins from the conservative district that he is in. And they want to throw him out, just like they're trying to do President Trump. It is embarrassing messages that show corruption within the judicial system that they're coming after Matt Shea for on the conservative side, doing the same thing to Glenn Greenwald. And Glenn Greenwald's case also resembles what they're doing to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. He's accused of participating in a quote-unquote criminal organization that spread text messages that called into question the integrity, the professionalism, and the motives of key members of Brazil's justice system, says the indictment. They claim that what he did went beyond simply receiving texts and publishing newsworthy information. So if you publish anything or you put something out there from a whistleblower now, then they try to shut you down and imprison you as a journalist. And remember, you know, we go back to the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. He was the one who got the information. He was the one who violated the law and his agreements to put that information out. But the government at that time refused to go after the Washington Post and the New York Times because of the First Amendment. And they said if they weren't the ones who stole it, they just published what somebody else stole. So we'll go after Daniel Ellsberg. And, he just had the left do a movie celebrating what the Washington Post did. They were concerned. They thought they might be prosecuted like that. But now they have to come up with an idea. They want to prosecute journalists and news organizations that publish information from whistleblowers. So they have to pretend that Julian Assange and Glenn Greenwald obtained the information or helped to obtain the information or directed the obtaining of the information. And that's what they're doing in this indictment. The prosecutors say that Glenn Greenwald played, quote, a clear role in facilitating the commission of a crime. Again, straight out of the Assange playbook. Greenwald encouraged the hackers, they said, to delete archives, and that he was communicating with the hackers while they were actively monitoring private chats on Telegram. Look, you are going to be communicating with the people who are giving you information. That's a given. And they can claim that any kind of communication or transmission of that stuff was coordination to obtain the information. And that's what they're doing to Julian Assange as they slowly kill him in the UK. And if you think that this is just something that affects the UK or affects Brazil or whatever, this is happening across the globe. Because the case with Julian Assange, of course, is being driven by the US government. So do you think the US government would do something like this to us? Do you think that maybe one of the reasons that Bolsonaro is coming after Glenn Greenwald is because of his involvement in the Snowden documents? You know, that was when he was working for The Guardian, before The Guardian became a thoroughly statist paper. You know, they used to be liberals, but they had more of a libertarian bent to them. After Glenn Greenwald left and after they took some heat for those Snowden documents, really, they have been towing the line. The Guardian has become as mainstream as any public, as CNN, and as false as CNN. But at the time, he was working for The Guardian, and that was a part of that. And I think this is payback for that, quite frankly. This is not simply about what's going on in Brazil. I think if you look deeper, you'll find the fingerprints of the U.S. Surveillance system, our spy network, on this as well. Among the revelations in the articles that were so damaging to these people were chats in which Sergio Moro, a former federal judge who handled the prosecution of former President Da Silva in 2017. So you have this judge is providing strategic guidance to the prosecutors. You see a problem with that? Yeah, that is big ethical issues. Legal issues, ethical issues for the judge to tell the prosecutors, here's how you need to proceed in order to win this thing. Folks, that is happening in trials in America as well. Moro has now been promoted to be Brazil's justice minister. So he was a federal judge colluding with prosecutors, and now he's been promoted to the justice minister. Glenn Greenwald tweeted out, he said, it's a grave and obvious attack on the free press brought by a far-right judge. We're going to defend a free press, not be intimidated by authorities who are abusing their power. And then he put out this statement. He said, less than 2 months ago, the federal police, examining all the same evidence cited by this public ministry, who have just charged him, stated explicitly that not only have I never committed any crimes, but just the opposite, that I exercised extreme caution and professionalism as a journalist. I never even to get close to any criminality. And listen to this. Even the federal police under Minister Moro's command 2 months ago said, what is clear to any rational person, I did nothing more than my job as a journalist, ethically and within the law. This frivolous criminal charge brought by the same prosecutor who just tried and failed to criminally prosecute the head of the Brazilian Bar Association for criticizing Minister Moro is an obvious attempt to attack a free press in retaliation for revelations that we reported about grave corruption by Minister Moro and the Bolsonaro government. Look, I like some of the things that Bolsonaro has said. I mean, he's talking about, and when they have rampant crime, he says, hey, you need a Second Amendment and other things like that. But I'm not that deep into Brazilian politics. I've just got to say that we have to stand for free speech. This is the thing that I was saying to the left all along. And quite frankly, Glenn Greenwald has been correct on a lot of these issues as well. And he has also called out the left when they were pushing this fake Russian collusion hoax. But for the most part, I disagree completely with Glenn Greenwald. But it is vital, folks. I'm going to play a clip for you about what he had to say when InfoWars got purged, because he saw where this is headed. And it doesn't matter if it's Brazil or the UK. This is going to be coming. It's already here in the United States. We already have corporate censorship, and we already have both Democrats and Republicans who are okay with it. The Trump administration is just fine with it as long as President Trump has his Twitter account. They don't care about your free speech or the free press. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're not talking about Valdez in the country, but we're talking about Greenwald in Brazil. And actually, he has wound up in something that really kind of resembles Terry Gilliam's Brazil. You know, that satirical take on 1984 from the former illustrator for Monty Python, became a director. One of my favorite movies. And it used to be kind of a funny satire. And now, like 1984 or Brave New World, it's kind of painful to watch because it's become the world in which we live increasingly. Glenn Greenwald, again, criminal charges brought against him. They're following the same playbook that they're following against Julian Assange, saying, well, you talk to these people who are handing the information over to you, so we're going to allege that you were directing all of this, that you were directing the hack. And so we're not going to call you a journalist. We're going to call you a hacker. And that's what they're doing to Glenn Greenwald. Now, the problem for the corrupt judge in Brazil is that that's what we found with the leaked information. We saw that as a federal judge, he was coaching prosecutors on how to proceed with a trial against a socialist president. And that kind of corruption has now been elevated. You know, he was rewarded for that kind of corruption and promoted to become the Minister of Justice. But even after he was at the Ministry of Justice, quote-unquote, they had 2 months ago, they said, no, he followed the law. He's just acting as a journalist. And as a matter of fact, he was very careful with what he did, very responsible, stayed well within the laws and ethical conduct of journalism. And now they have thrown all that aside and said he is part of a criminal organization. They want to send him to jail. And it's because of the politics. He does not like Bolsonaro. He's hard left. Glenn Greenwald is. Bolsonaro is a conservative. But I got to say, we don't lock people up as conservatives because we disagree with him. And I would hope, and I've been saying this ever since the left has been cheering without ceasing for the deplatforming of InfoWars. And I got purged right along with Alex Jones. So, you know, I'm still on Twitter, but that's it. You know, I've been purged off of YouTube so many times, they can have it. And I can tell them where they can put that platform. We need to go back to going directly to the places where you can find the videos. That's why we set up band.video. I'm not going to try to play in their walled-in ghetto anymore, because they've made it very clear that if I talk about vaccines, or if I talk about climate, or if I talk about firearms, or the list continues to grow. They brag about the fact. As a matter of fact, Adam Schiff is now being sued, as I pointed out on the Alex Jones show yesterday. Adam Schiff is now being sued by an association of doctors because he wants, he basically demanded that YouTube shut down any conversation about vaccines. And this is an organization of doctors that want to talk about informed consent. They want to talk about the adverse effects of vaccines and whether or not they are effective and safe. And YouTube came back to him and said, we've been very proactive in, listen to this, surfacing authoritative sources. What does that mean? Well, you and I would just say pushing propaganda, but they call it surfacing authoritative sources, because authoritative sources are all they've got when they push vaccines and they push climate change. They don't want you to look at the trends. They don't want you to look at the data. They don't want you to look at their projections, which have consistently failed. They don't want you to look at their models, which have failed. They don't want you to look at the adverse health effects of people who most people don't even know about the vaccine court. They don't want you to look at the fact that they had to create a vaccine court and give the pharmaceutical companies immunity from being sued, or they would have been put out of business. So they don't want you to look at that, just like Hillary Clinton doesn't want you to look at the actual data that they put out about her. Oh, no, we'll create this imaginary thing about Russians and hoaxes and so forth. No, they will surface authoritative sources. It's an argument from authority. And when anybody comes to you and all they've got is an argument from authority, believe this, because I've got a lot of quote-unquote climate scientists who have PhDs and are totally subservient to the grants that they get from the federal government. What do you think they're going to say to get their money? They are being funded by grants, and they'll say anything to get these grants. They will do exactly what the globalist elite want them to say. So don't look at their models. Don't look at their failed projections. Don't look at the temperature trends. Don't look at any of that stuff. Don't look at your vaccine insert. Don't look at the adverse effects. Don't look at what happened at the vaccine court. Don't look at any of that. We're going to tell you at Google, and Adam Schiff is demanding that they censor that information. So they're going to surface authoritative sources, argument from authority, and just shut up if you're anybody else. And if you question their narrative, you are a conspiracy theorist. And so, you know, we look at the tactics that they're using. Yes, the arguments from authority, the idea that they're going to criminalize journalism and any exposure of whistleblowers that show these people to be criminals. If you show them to be criminals, oh, they're gonna claim that you're the one who stole the information. Not just that you're a journalist reporting it. They're gonna come after you. That's the tactic that we see here. And there was another tactic that was applied to Glenn Greenwald that is a common tactic. And this goes back to the end of November. And that was when he was physically assaulted on air. This guy started punching him because he criticized this guy because he got called out. This guy was suggesting that he get investigated by their equivalent of CPS. That's another tactic that they use against people, right? Another tactic of tyranny. Now, this guy, is somebody who didn't like him, who's criticized him for a long time because, Glenn Greenwald is gay and he's married to a guy and they've adopted two kids, but he didn't go after him on that issue. He didn't say, I don't think that you ought to have adoption by gay men or whatever. No, what he did was he didn't attack him on that basis. He attacked him on the basis that both of them were working. Now, you could come after any family on that. He said, you're very busy, aren't you, with your reporting, and your husband is very busy with his being a member of parliament or whatever. So who's taking care of your kids? I think maybe you need to be investigated about that. And that kind of stuff, folks, is being done to people all the time. That kind of tactic. Again, we have to separate these issues, and we have to understand if we don't stand together for our liberty and if we don't stand together for the rule of law, I mean, we can have a debate as to whether or not they ought to be allowed to adopt kids. And Glenn Greenwald and I would be on a different side on that debate. But we shouldn't be weaponizing CPS against families because of political differences. We shouldn't be locking up journalists because of political differences or because they expose corruption in the government. So when we come back, I'm going to play for you what Glenn Greenwald said when Alex Jones was taken off and called us here dangerous and grotesque. Well, I'd probably say the same thing about them, but I would support his free speech.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
We have been fighting so hard in the last 2 weeks that I've not even had time to cut new audio ads for this huge syndicated radio audience. And I apologize to radio listeners. I apologize to the fact I'm cutting this on a phone as I drive down the road. But this is a war, and we're getting it done any way we can. But we had huge sales in the new year, around Christmas into the new year. But we sold the products at such low prices that it didn't bring in a lot of actual capital to fund our operations. And I'm expending massive amounts of money to put more than 15 people in Virginia, more than 10 people in D.C., all next week for the trial of Trump. It's so critical we're there to confront the globalists and put out the counter-narrative of the truth to what they're doing. This is a real fight. So please step to the plate and take care of yourself and your family and get great products while you do it at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products you need, like the Ultimate Fish Oil, and it funds the operation. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the turning of journalism into a crime with the arrest of, well, I don't know if he's been arrested, he's been charged, Glenn Greenwald, using the same tactic that they used against Julian Assange, saying that he participated or orchestrated the hack or the whistleblower. But understand that that's not only the same tactic that they're using against Julian Assange, but it's also essentially what the Silicon censors and the Democrats and the left are using against us here at InfoWars, saying that, you know, we orchestrated anything that bad that happens, right? Because they say, well, what you said is going to generate hate at some point in the future, and you'll be responsible for any violence that happens from Antifa or any of these other people. And that is the kind of tenuous connection that's being made. Now, understand that Glenn Greenwald has written many times about the insanity of the left and the debunked Russian collusion situation. Even though he doesn't like Trump, he's very honest about, look, this whole thing is a cock-up, right? He knows that, and he knows the people that put it together. He knows that it was the intelligence community that put it together. So he's been good about that. In terms of the whole mass surveillance thing, Snowden leaked those documents to Glenn Greenwald, who was at The Guardian at the time, and others, and they put that out. We openly talked about that here at InfoWars. I remember going on air with Alex and talking about whether or not this is a limited hangout from the intelligence community, or, you know, whether Glenn Greenwald and ought to just dump all that stuff all at once, or whether they would, you know, they're putting it out by drips and drabs is what they did. And, You know, you could argue it both ways, you know, perhaps they were doing it for commercial purposes, just trying to milk it, you know, to keep that going. Or you could argue that if they put it all out there at once, it would be so much information that the public would be overwhelmed by it, that they'd miss a lot of the details, so you put it out sequentially. The problem is a lot of it didn't make it out. The problem is a lot of it was released in other places like Der Spiegel, you know, leaked those tapes where they were bragging about using the Apple iPhone and your cell phone just in general is 1984 using Apple. Who would have thought in 1984 this would become Big Brother and that people would line up? The zombies, they said. This is an NSA slide where they called you a zombie, said you're going to line up to buy Big Brother that was going to be used to spy on everything that you do. That was put out in Germany. Der Spiegel did it, but most people here in the U.S. didn't pay attention to it. You know, when I looked at Snowden's book that he published a few months ago, again, when that came out, I had that pre-ordered. I got it in the afternoon. I stayed up all night to, report on what he was talking about. And I'm absolutely convinced, in my personal opinion, I think Ed Snowden is a limited hangout based on that book. No question about it in my mind. I talked about that a long time, but you know, that wasn't really viewed much by people. I don't think it was featured on InfoWars. I didn't think even that it was worthwhile to put up, you know, because we can talk about what's going on at Trump rallies instead. We don't need to worry about the mass distraction and misinformation and propaganda of the surveillance state. No, no, no. Let's cheerlead USA, USA. So we don't really, not concerned about that type of stuff anymore. I guess anybody is anymore. Well, I'm concerned about it. I'm damn concerned about it. And you better be too. Because all of this is the basis for your enslavement, and it doesn't matter what country you live in, because this is a global agenda. Now, when they took us off of social media, Glenn Greenwald and two other people at The Intercept debated, and this is August 15th, 2018. Remember, it was August the 6th, excuse me, that you had Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg together decided that they would get rid of InfoWars. And then they called all their friends in Silicon Valley. But evidently, Jack was busy that day and he didn't get the memo. But he got a lot of criticism, and within a couple of weeks, he found a pretense to take Alex Jones off. Because, you know, Alex Jones confronted Oliver Darcy of CNN, who has basically made a career as a journalist to end, you know, that was his mission was to end free speech and any competition to CNN and a payback for us to exposing how fake they were. But, you know, Alex Jones confronted him. He confronted Marco Rubio because they were having a trial or hearings, I should say, not a trial, but hearings about big business censoring people's free speech. And they decided that would be fine. You know, as Marco Rubio says, you're not going to push out what China says. You're going to censor the people we say, right? Yeah, yeah. He's with the military-industrial complex. And 2 months later, you had 800 sites, most of them conservative Trump supporters, probably about 60% of them, but about 40% of them were people on the left. The common denominator was anybody who opposed endless wars, the military-industrial complex, you get purged. The surveillance state, the police state, you get purged. By the surveillance state, the police state, that set these people up in Silicon Valley in the first place. So anyway, as this happened, Glenn Greenwald and a couple of people there debated it. Now, the others that were there said, well, you know, I think Jones ought to be banned because we have these anti-hate speech rules at the corporations. They have their rules, but they don't even play by their rules. I was purged without any hits against this program. Zero. I'd never been notified of it. I was just told, you're off. You're gone. A complaint has been, and I got that email. 8,000 of them over the next 2 months, they would not respond to my reply. They would never give me a reason for even that complaint. But their rules said, you know, three strikes, but they didn't pay attention to that. See, if you make the rules, you are the ruler. And we've all decided, Republicans and Democrats, Marco Rubio and President Trump have decided that Mark Zuckerberg should rule the world and he should rule your speech and he should rule and determine who is going to have a, you know, independent press organization. along with Sundar Pichai and the status at Google. Now, Glenn Greenwald had a different approach. Although he called us grotesque and dangerous, he had this to say, video clip number three.
Menacing person for the reasons Sam correctly described, that I think it obscures rather than illuminates what we need to be asking, which is, do we want to have a free internet where people are unconstrained in their ability to express themselves and to speak out without having state or corporate authorities sitting in the dark, making unaccountable decisions about what is and is not allowed to be heard on the internet? Or do we want to empower entities that a lot of us, including people involved in this discussion, have long been arguing are pretty pernicious, namely Silicon Valley executives like Mark Zuckerberg or Eric Schmidt at Google, or the current government of the United States led by, in terms of the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions? Do we want to empower institutions like that to make decisions for us about what is true and what is false?
Yeah, exactly. Because this is an issue that affects people on both sides. And leading up to that, he said, you know, you want to make this about a person. Okay. You want to say, oh, look, Alex Jones is like a ticking time bomb. He said, this is like the argument that people make about torture. And I've had John Kiriakou, who exposed torture within the CIA, and he went to jail for that. He went to jail for that. Not the people who did the torture. Not the people, the psychologists who made millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars, teaching the CIA how to most effectively torture people. They called it enhanced interrogation. Not Gina Haspel. She covered it up. She destroyed the videos. She got promoted by President Trump. And he said, you know, we talk about this ticking time bomb thing, and John Kiriakou said that. He said, that's a distraction. That's not the case. And when you go into this, it's not an effective strategy. And we can see that. We got lied into the Iraq war by quote-unquote intelligence that was produced by Gina Haspel under torture. It was a lie. That's what you always get when you torture people.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the crime of journalism, and now we're seeing the Julian Assange approach being taken against Glenn Greenwald. Surprise, surprise. But this is something that is typically coming from the left. It's typically coming from the LGB tyrants. Good example of this is the Denver Post columnist. His name is John Caldera. He wrote on January the 2nd, there's only two sexes. He said we can identify them by the XX or XY chromosome. And that is the very definition, he said, of binary. That's what I've said, you know. We need to talk about Bob. You got people who are with LGBT. I'm with Bob. It is biological, it is objective, and it is binary. Two sexes. Again, 6 weeks later, he wrote about a Democrat mandate to convince your kid that there are more than two sexes. He said, when it is really, quote, a man in a dress. And I have talked about that as well. You know, we're talking about gay marriage. We kept hearing, well, you know, there is a gay gene. I'm sure there's a gay gene and so forth. And it's like, well, I don't know if there's a gay gene, but I know that we can easily observe the genitals. And that can tell us that it is biological, objective, and binary. There is no hypothesis about a gender when it comes to that. We have the chromosomes we've identified. You can see the genitals. And now these same people who tell us, shut up, it's hate speech, you're not going to be allowed to say that because we're biologically this way. God made me this way, says Booty Gay to Mike Pence. And yet he maintains that we have to shut up about the people who want to, a man in a dress, because that's psychological. So they can't make up their minds. These people are schizophrenic hypocrites, aren't they? Anyway, this guy says he argued for freedom of speech, but he was cut from his job on Friday. He warned of censorship danger. He said, I believe the reason so many people distrust the news media is the lack of intellectual diversity in it. And by the way, he says he is pro-gay marriage, and he doesn't care who uses which bathroom. And he thinks that Trump is vile. And see, in a sense, this guy is kind of like Glenn Greenwald. And a lot of the people, even the log cabin Republicans who said, all right, let's just let it go. President Trump's going to let us have gay marriage. Let's not push this thing. And you have people like Jennifer Horne, the radical Republican LGBT people, who hate President Trump and they hate Christians so much that they have joined under the banner, the beard of George Conway to create the Lincoln Project. She left the log cabin Republicans. She left the New Hampshire Republicans because they wouldn't persecute Christians. And they created the Lincoln Project, a PAC to attack President Trump. And their very first ad was to attack any Christians who supported President Trump, calling them MAGA Christians. And this is where these people are coming from. But again, you know, I disagree with Glenn Greenwald. You know, he called Alex Jones and by extension me dangerous and grotesque. And I would say that the same thing about what they do and what they believe and what they say. But I would support his right to say it. I'm not going to celebrate what he does. I don't want to lock him up for it. And I think what is happening after he exposes government corruption and after he exposes the intelligence agency's crimes, I just, every time I look at this phony impeachment thing, and every time I look at what has been and is being done to Roger Stone, I can't get past the fact that James Clapper, and he didn't look Ron Wyden in the eye. He couldn't look him in the eye. He's like looking down. He's, like I've said many times, he's the worst liar, the worst poker player you've ever seen. How did this guy get to be the head of an intelligence agency? I thought the qualifications for that were that you lie, you cheat, you steal, and you have classes on it, as Pompeo said, right? You got to be somebody that absolutely has no shame about lying, cheating, stealing, or assassinating people, or violating the law. So how did James Clapper get there? I mean, you know, he was embarrassed about the fact that he was lying under oath, and yet nobody, Republican or Democrat, for 5 years until the statute of limitations ran out, nobody came after James Clapper for lying to us about Dragnet surveillance, even though the Snowden documents that were put out in that limited hangout showed that they had been doing that, proved it. Yeah, he got away with it. Got away with it. But we're going to lock up Roger Stone for that. A University of Washington lecturer claims that he was demoted after pointing out male and female differences. And this is not even biological differences. He was just opining why women don't code. And this is at the University of Washington, Washington State. And he is somebody who was hired as a principal lecturer of computer science at the University of Washington. He was hired to run their introductory computer science classes. He developed two highly successful courses that have had over 4,500 enrollments combined per year. But they've created a working group, and that working group has created guidelines for what you should be saying in academia, right? Academia, where they were supposed to, as a fundamental value, support free speech and free inquiry and debate. Do the colleges have debate societies anymore? Because nobody wants to debate anything, right? You just accept what the authorities say. Shut up and sit down, or we will purge you. The nail that sticks up will be hammered down, as they say. These guidelines recommended that professors include in their class syllabi, quote, indigenous land acknowledgement, unquote, gender neutral names, and avoidance of phrases like y'all and folks and you guys. I guess we're all supposed to speak the same. No regional differences, right? You know, my wife's from New York. She'd say, you guys. I was from Florida, so I said y'all. I think we both say that still. We have a diverse household. We never use the term folks, but that is something that is used by black people in the South a lot. And, you know, when you have somebody like Hillary Clinton or Obama and they want to come across as black, they will use that term folks, but you're not allowed to do that, they say. French intellectual sentenced to 2 months in jail after calling mass immigration an invasion. I guess I better not go to France because I was calling it an invasion years ago and saying that's exactly why President Trump should be using the military. But I called it an invasion even before President Trump got elected, even before we had the caravans. I said it was an invasion. I said if you've got a massive number of people from a foreign country crossing your border in defiance of your wishes, in defiance of your law, in defiance of your border, that is an invasion. right? It is an invasion. You know, we just had Kelly McBreen, one of our writers here, got purged off of Twitter because he had the audacity to say that illegal immigration is a crime. Same thing. You think this isn't happening here in America? Oh, this is just a problem in France? Mm-mm. No. Kelly McBreen kicked off because he said illegal immigration is a crime. By definition, if it's illegal, it's a crime. And I said that many times and the Democrats were saying, we gotta stop making it a crime to immigrate into America. Well, they acknowledge that it is a crime. They want to change it and make it legal, but it's still illegal. And the very fact that they want to change the laws points to the fact that it is against the law. But we're not allowed to call it illegal immigration. We're not allowed to say it's a crime. We're not allowed to call these people illegal aliens, which means that they are foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States. And we must call them undocumented. Undocumented. Well, I won't do that. And that's one of the reasons why we need your help. Because we're being purged everywhere. Everywhere. And we need you to go to band.video, take a look at the videos that are there. But we also need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Because that's what allows us to have the money to pay for the bandwidth of band.video. That's what pays for our programs here. That's what pays to send our reporters on trips like we have this last week in Virginia. So we can document the fact that the mainstream media is lying to you about everything associated with that. So, folks, if you want to support us, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because we want to support you as well. We've got some great products and great discounts on great products. They are safe, effective, made from natural ingredients. And they are also very heavily discounted right now. We have Ultimate Fish Oil, Prostaguard now back in stock, 35% off. You know, I take fish oil and krill oil a lot since I had my heart attack. I realized as I started doing some research on this, I had a very dangerous and expensive drug, Brilinta. Platelet aggregation was what they were giving that to me. Well, you know, you can use fish oil, especially krill oil, in sufficient dosages to take care of that, to thin your blood, to lower your blood pressure. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 35% off Ultimate Fish Oil.
This is a call for modern-day Paul Revere's, who are all Americans, who are all human beings who bleed red blood, love God, and love justice, and who have awakened to the New World Order threat. You are the modern Paul Revere's, and without you, no one knows about Band.video and our live coverage of the attempt to remove the president in the Senate trial and the deep state trying to trigger a civil emergency in Virginia. We've got our teams on the ground. We'll be covering all of it. But the only way we're able to put the truth out is you magnifying it by sharing the links from band.video and newswars.com/show. Newswars.com/show and band.video. We have a whole live Trump trial and Virginia coverage page. And as the latest live feeds go up or as the latest reports go up, they're posted right there at band.video. So click that link and share it. It's a revolutionary act and it's powerful.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about Marty Gottesfeld. You may recall, I've talked about him several times. He has been convicted of trying to help a young woman who was medically kidnapped by Harvard University's Boston Children's Hospital. It's not the only alleged case of medical kidnapping of children by Boston's Children's Hospital. You had some foreign citizens who have said the same thing. Several different cases of that, but you're not allowed to criticize the authorities. You're not allowed to criticize big government. That'll get you in jail, as we see the crimes, the criminal charges being put against Glenn Greenwald in Brazil, just like with Julian Assange. Do not criticize the authorities. Do not expose when they do something wrong. And that also goes for the big corporations who have a lot of political clout. Because you have to understand that what the left does not understand. True fascism is a merger of government and corporations. Now, people on the right, especially libertarians like Reason Magazine, they can't see big corporations doing anything wrong. That's why they will support censorship by big corporations. People on the left can't imagine that government could ever do anything wrong. And they're both wrong. And the worst thing that can happen is when the two of them get together and merge on these different issues. And that's what happened to Marty Gottesfeld. So now he is in prison. He is in a very harsh situation. The Communications Management Unit, one of two facilities in the United States. Did you know that we have facilities where we cut off people's communications because they're considered to be political prisoners? If you talk about the medical kidnapping of Boston and you try to draw attention during a fundraiser to what is happening to Justina Peltier, then they will say that you hacked a hospital's computers and they will send you to jail under the harshest conditions. And Marty is a fighter and a whistleblower. And so they've put him under essentially a very strict imprisonment there in the communications management units where they typically put terrorists. And he is continuing to get information out. And we've got a an article that we put up on Infowars.com from Marty, and freemartyg.com is where you can find more information about him. DOJ endangers your family. Terrorists in these U.S. prisons are being guarded by, wait for it, mannequins. What a perfect picture. You know, it's kind of like the charade that we have at the airports with TSA, isn't it? If a condemned child rapist escapes from the sole federal death row building, there's only one where they put all the people who are on death row, because there's not that many crimes that the federal government puts people on death row for, or one of the nearby convicted jihadi terrorists makes a break for the prison fence, the watchful figures in the guard towers won't be able to fire a shot or sound any alarms. How could that be? Well, it's because they're mannequins. For years, the mannequins have been the sole silent, motionless guards occupying the guard towers that watch over the nation's only federal death row, a building that houses convicted and condemned murderers, rapists, psychopaths, pedophiles, and I would add terrorists from all over the country in one concentrated place. And this is adjacent to the communications management unit where Marty is incarcerated. He says he has contacted Lindsey Graham, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He did not immediately return a request for comments as to whether or not he would investigate the mannequins, nor did Senator Dianne Feinstein, the ranking Democrat member of that Senate committee, or in the House, Representatives Jerry Nadler, he was kind of busy, you know, trying to trump up charges against the president to get him out of office, or Doug Collins, Republican. But he said there's also the question of millions of tax dollars being sent to the CMU, and you compare that to what is actually being spent. He believes that there's a lot of corruption there. You can see that article from Marty Gottesfeld at Infowars.com. DOJ endangers your family. They have mannequins. Wait till you see what they do at the airport. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the Infowars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to add some more postscript to the Virginia rally. Of course, we were there. We showed how large the crowd was. The government has their own figure. I think that it was... And the people who were on site, Alex and the crew, believe that was much more than the 20,000, that is, or 22,000, that is the official number. And of course, they grounded all drones, so it makes it so that we can't get an aerial picture of what's going on there. But the crowd size, we don't need to fight about the crowd size. The salient issue here is that nothing happened. Totally peaceful. The only arrest, and it is a felony arrest, was a woman, 21 years old, who had a mask on. Some people have attempted to dox her, saying that it looks like she has connections to Antifa. Well, it does if you show up in a mask. That is exactly what they want to do. As a matter of fact, before the event, I said, if they're concerned about violence, if they're concerned about a clash of protesters versus counter-protesters, they're not going to get anything. Any violence being done by these law-abiding gun owners, who in most cases have gone above and beyond their legal requirement to get a permit to carry. But I said, you know, they could tell everybody, oh, by the way, you know, it's a felony to show up in Virginia wearing a mask at a public event like this and to try to conceal your identity. Well, she was warned multiple times, and she would take it down, then put it back up, and so forth. After a while, because she was defying the police and continued to put on her mask, this 21-year-old woman was arrested. It is a felony to do something like that. But that was the only thing that happened. As a matter of fact, they even organized trash pickup after the fact. And yet, as the Babylon Bee points out, in a satire article, this is a satire. I have to label this as a satire because... You constantly have CNN, The Daily Beast, and BuzzFeed doing fact checks on the Babylon Bee. And maybe they need to pull out their dictionary and look up the term satire in case they can't figure. I know the liberals are humorless, but, you know, they need to look this up. And I also label it this way because I've had them, Daily Beast has tried to get me thrown off of Twitter for reporting, as I labeled it a satire even. Reporting a Babylon Bee story. They wrote an article on it, actually, talking about how heinous and how fake I was, you know, because I said that Hillary Clinton, after Elizabeth Warren did her DNA test, Hillary Clinton came out and said, I've had one done too, and see, all the right-wing conspiracy theorists are lying about me. I'm only 50% alien reptilian DNA. I thought that was very funny. But, you know, I put that out in Daily Beast. Wanted me pulled off of Twitter for that. And a lot of left-wing trolls came after me for that as well. So this is a satire, Daily Beast. I know you can't tell the difference. Ralph Northam says, a militia assembling to defend their rights against tyranny is a dangerous first in American history. And as quoted by the Babylon Bee satire article, a militia assembling to defend their rights... is dangerous, and he was still teary-eyed from the tragic lack of violence at yesterday's rally. This is not what America was founded on. It is not what our forefathers would have wanted. This well-regulated militia, having the right to bear arms, is diametrically opposed to everything the founding fathers wanted for our country, said the governor. He also said that Washington and Jefferson and those other guys all probably didn't like guns very much, and when forced to fight, they would have used pointy sticks. That's right. That's what we're told. You know, that we heard that all the time, you know, especially when they talk about muskets. You had Mark Levine or Levine or however he pronounces his name. Frankenstein? No, Frankenstein. Anyway, he went to Harvard and Yale, and then he became a Democrat delegate, a legislator, you know, and Democrat in Virginia. And he was talking about this, and he was threatening this. He goes, this isn't, you know, the founders, they only had muskets. No, 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 they had rifles. The British found out about that when they tried to confiscate their cannons at Concord and Lexington. The rifles were very accurate. Yeah, you ever hear about Kentucky rifles? That Daniel Boone and other people like that had? Oh, yeah, they were coveted. They were state-of-the-art. You know, they were very accurate. They could fire lead very quickly. You know, we've had McChrystal lecture us about how we shouldn't have these military weapons because look at the muzzle velocity of these various rounds and so forth. That's a bunch of baloney. You know, they always try to blur the line. Sometimes they'll say, you can't have this because it's a military weapon. But the first time the Supreme Court came in and had a criminal unconstitutional ruling about the Second Amendment, they did just the opposite with the Miller case. It was after they passed the National Firearms Act and they set a limit for how long a shotgun could be sawed off. And they came after a guy who robbed a bank. And his lawyers were arguing that he had a right to have a sawed-off shotgun, that it was a military weapon. And he died while the case was under appeal, but they went ahead and did it anyway so that they could produce an unconstitutional ruling to reinforce the regulation to infringe on our rights. And they lied and said a sawed-off shotgun is not a military weapon. So you see, back in 1930s, they were telling everybody, you can't have that because it's not a military weapon. And now the narrative is you can't have that because it is a military weapon. They just don't want you to have guns. Don't you understand? We all know that, right? We all know that. Now, a musket can also be pretty deadly because it's got a pretty large thing there. But the rifles are very accurate. And again, they were coming for the cannons at Concord and Lexington and the rifles and the muskets also, by the way. They were also coming for the cannons at Goliad. We have seen now the come and take it flag redone so many times with an AR-15 that I think people forget that the original come and take it flag that was put up to taunt the tyranny of Santa Ana here in Texas had a cannon on it. It had a cannon on it. And at the time, you know, the militias were, and it's in the Constitution, that the government, the Congress, is supposed to appropriate funds to supply military weapons to the militia. It's not a dirty word. Not a dirty word, except to Democrats. But, of course, your freedom is a dirty word to them. Democratic Governors Association creative director shares a tweet calling the gun right protesters terrorists. And this is what he retweeted. To be clear, this is terrorism. This isn't a peaceful protest. They are massing this heavily armed for the specific implication that if the Virginia government doesn't meet their demands, they will incite violence. No, nobody on our side has made the threat of that. They said they're not going to turn them in. Not going to turn them in. And so then the Democrats will say, well, if you don't, we're going to use the National Guard to take them. Or that other guy, Mark Levine, say, well, we have a U.S. military. And you ought to talk to them about their capabilities, just like Eric Swalwell. We have nuclear weapons, and they're legit, and we'll use them against you, so forth. These people that are these Democrat suits, congressmen, governors, state legislators, they're supposed to be responsible people. They're pushing the idea of tyranny in your face. I don't know if this is any worse than what the British did. I don't know if the British ever taunted people like that, but these guys are taunting because they want a civil war. Governor Abbott, as he presented the Medal of Honor to Jack Wilson, the hero who saved people's lives at the church shooting, that took only 8 seconds. Two people were killed, but many more could have been if Jack Wilson hadn't taken him out. He was somebody who trained people on the use of defensive use of firearms. Firearms save lives. I talked about this years ago. I talked to the guy in South Africa. They've been trying to get that message out to churches since the 90s. And this is something that happened a couple of decades before that in South Africa when they came into Truth and Reconciliation, these people who attacked a large liberal church that they believed nobody would be carrying a firearm. So we attacked them because we're going to kill everybody. And they came in throwing hand grenades and spraying the congregation with fully automatic machine gun fire. One guy in the back who happened to be visiting that day had 5 shots in his pistol, and he scared them off. They thought there were multiple people. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Money.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have Bloomberg, who has been funding gun control forever. You know, he created the mayors against gun violence, or whatever he called it. Became every town because you had a lot of the mayors say, we don't want to be associated with this. Excuse me. Saying this is political suicide. The Democrats in Virginia haven't gotten that message yet, and neither has Bloomberg, quite frankly. So he kept giving money to that after Sandy Hook. He funded Moms Demand Action and so forth. Even they are too much into identity politics to even support Bloomberg on that issue. I mean, you're seeing the fractionalization of the Democrat Party with this identity politics stuff. But we have in Virginia, even though, excuse me, you had a peaceful day, nothing happened to anybody. And as a matter of fact, let's play the clip of video clip number two. Lionel actually nailed this contrast with what happened in Virginia and what happened in Chicago on the same day. Video clip number two.
The gun rally in Virginia was wonderful. Think about this, 10,000 guns in a 3-mile radius. Nobody hurt. The 6 people killed over Chicago in Chicago over the weekend. Not a word. So how does that gun control work again? Tell me how that's supposed to be the remedy for this. Tell me how passing laws that prohibit, forget the murder. I mean, the murder. There's that murder statute that pesky murder statute. But that doesn't seem to work. But, you're going to overlook the fact that there was nobody injured. With all that firepower, all of that brazen testosterone, penis envied, Freudian insanity, all in this little confined area, nothing happened. Plus, gays for guns, blacks for guns, gay blacks for guns, gay, trans, black, Filipino Catholics for every conceivable demographic, all recognizing the fact that the ability to protect oneself is just common sense. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that's spot on. 10,000 guns in a 3-mile radius, nobody hurt. But in Chicago, giant city, 6 people shot, same day. And he was also talking about how you had all these different groups there. Women, blacks, black women, labeled white supremacists by the mainstream media. You have a great mashup of people there from Darren McBreen showing that. As a matter of fact, one black guy had a poster of Ralph Northam in his blackface, you know, Governor Coonman. And we have the Babylon Bee. Satire again. Staffers beg Ralph Northam to reconsider his Martin Luther King Jr. costume on Martin Luther King Day. This, folks, is not that far from reality because we've had Northam, remember, when he was caught with his blackface and his Ku Klux Klan thing there. You know, he apologized, then denied it, and said, I don't know, I did put that in there. I never saw that. After I looked at that, you know, that was put in 1983, 1984, medical school. And then he comes back and he says, oh, well, I don't think that was me. I don't know how that got in there. I mean, this is a page devoted to him, as it did for every student. And it had like 4 or 5 pictures in there. And the other student said, yeah, I can't imagine that he would do that. But, you know, we all picked the pictures that went in there. So it got even worse for him. And yet, no consequences for him. None whatsoever. He did admit, because he wanted to, I guess he thought that it would be a good idea to say that he didn't just dress up as black people to mock them with a Ku Klux Klan thing. But he also dressed up to honor black people, because I remember dressing up like Michael Jackson for Halloween. Yeah, yeah, I put blackface on because, you know, Michael Jackson, he's cool. Pedophile and all that. We support that in the Democrat Party, just like we supported the Ku Klux Klan. And so we have this article here from the Babylon Bee saying the staff is begging him not to dress up like Martin Luther King. I imagine, you know, if he dressed up like Michael Jackson or just a generic black guy standing next to a Ku Klux Klan guy, I could imagine that he would want to dress up like Martin Luther King. Ralph, we're begging you, don't dress up as MLK Jr. this year. One exasperated aide pleaded as Northam got out his trusty shoe polish. We know you're doing it all in good fun, but racism isn't socially acceptable anymore with Democrats. Do it in private if you want, but man, we're telling you, it's not a good look. The governor didn't seem to understand what the issue was. But I'm the spitting image of King, he said, as he's put on his blackface outfit in front of horrified staffers. It's a classic. The people will love me. Eventually, he relented and decided to dress up as Rosa Parks instead. You know, because that's the other thing Democrats love is cross-dressing. So I guess the cross-dressing kind of takes away from the racism there, right? Racism charges. No, it is absolute insanity. And we could see this happening in Denver as well, because this all happened on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, right? That's why they picked lobby day, the Virginia Civil Defense League. They have an annual event where they lobby the legislators in Richmond. They call it Lobby Day. They've done it since 2003. It's always been peaceful. And they picked Martin Luther King Jr. Day because that's the day that everybody gets off of work. And so on that day in Denver, they had a Martin Luther King Jr. parade, and you had a group of Antifa leftists, all of them white, harassing a group of black conservatives. It doesn't sound like the clips that we saw from Virginia, actually. No, they were not actually in their face, but this actually happened. It wasn't Democrat legislators in suits who were harassing black conservatives who owned guns. But this was in Denver, and it was the Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives marching in the parade. And when Antifa found out that they were black conservatives, they started harassing them. And one guy, who was a former vice chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, said, "These are a bunch of white kids, and they're harassing the Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives who are marching in a parade to honor Martin Luther King. They don't get it. They can't see the hypocrisy of their own position." And then he went on to say, obviously they planned this in advance. They just clearly want to irritate, agitate, so they walked alongside us, in front of us, behind us, with their stupid little bandanas on. I don't know how the Denver police got tipped off, but they were right there, walking right alongside them as they walked alongside us. But the Democrats in Virginia are not going to stop. They're continuing on. As a matter of fact, Democrat Delegate Alfonso Lopez told reporters, "The fact you know is that you can have as many VCDL, Virginia Citizens Defense League, and outside groups, either outside agitators, is what they say, and other groups from other states coming in here as you want. But over 1.9 million voted solidly for the Democrats to lead the Senate, lead the House, and be in the governor's mansion. And this was one of the major issues." Well, we'll see about that. I got to say that the people there who have been red flagged by Northam and the mainstream media, everybody said there were, we're going to talk about this when we come back. Stay with us.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
25 years ago, when I first began broadcasting, I was a realist and I was honest with the listeners. America was in a coma. We were being absolutely poisoned physically, culturally, and spiritually. The New World Order was running rampant because the public was asleep. Fast forward to this year, in 2020, and to see Soros spend over $100 million on the Women's March here in D.C. and in Los Angeles, and they might have had 30,000 people. Maybe.
They had 5 million 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. I was here. That is emblematic of how his money and Chi-Com money cannot buy them the AstroTurf anymore. So, yes, the awakening's happened, but we're not out of the woods. The globalists are going to throw a bunch of Hail Marys during this Trump Senate trial, and we're going to be covering it live from D.C. at band.video. Please be Paul Revere and share this link.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
What I was about to say before we went to break was the fact that you've had tens of thousands of people in Virginia have been slandered, have been implied that they are domestic terrorists. Some of the people, Democrats and press, have actually literally said that. I talked last week to Matt Shea, who has been labeled a domestic terrorist because he got exculpatory evidence about the Bundys released. Excuse me. And also because he pointed out the importance of the Second Amendment. And because he's a Christian. So they came after him for all these different issues. He had a gun rights rally last Friday in Washington State. He said that he vowed to stand up for the Second Amendment, railed against accusations that he had participated in domestic terrorism against the United States. He pointed out, as he did with my interview, excuse me, that this is a Marxist tactic, a smear campaign. They spent over $100,000 to secretly investigate him. So they didn't talk to witnesses. He was not allowed to see it. He was not allowed to defend himself. He was not allowed to call witnesses who were actually there to show that they had taken his comments out of context and misrepresented what he had to say. This is the process that they're doing to President Trump, frankly. On Friday, he told about 500 people gathered for a gun rights rally in the Washington Capitol that the people that needed to be investigated were the real enemies of America, the anti-fascist groups. He said the real enemies of this country aren't being investigated. The real enemies of this country aren't being looked into. The real enemies of this country aren't being reported on by the media. They want to destroy the Constitution, destroy everything we believe in. And that's exactly true. So while that is happening in Washington, again, nobody died in Virginia. As Lionel pointed out, 10,000 guns in a 3-mile radius. Nobody died. Nobody was injured. 6 people shot in Chicago on the same day. And on the same day, you have all white Antifa people jeering and attacking black conservatives marching in Denver. That's the situation across the country. I hope people can understand what's going on with this. And again, when we look at Hillary Clinton, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, her war with Bernie. Well, I tell you, you know, the title of the video was Hell Hath No Fury Like Hillary Scorned. And she is on a roll to get even. She wants to get even with President Trump. She wants to get even with Bernie Sanders, even. And it's amazing when you look at the hypocrisy of this woman. And she said herself, hypocrisy is everywhere, when she defended her relationship with Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, hypocrisy, we noticed, it's everywhere in your life, especially Hillary. How could we have known, she said. Yeah, who would have had an idea? And of course, if all of us had known what we know now, it would have affected our behavior. Do you think it would have? Did it affect her behavior when her husband was violently, sexually assaulting people? I mean, her husband, Bill, has been accused of far worse than Harvey Weinstein has. I mean, you know, the thing about Monica Lewinsky, that was a Harvey Weinstein type of approach, using his power to intimidate a woman in order to have sex with her. And that's what Bill Clinton did with Monica Lewinsky. But Bill Clinton went way further than Harvey Weinstein. You know, he violently sexually assaulted people, raped people. Juanita Broderick and others have credibly talked about that. She didn't know? You think Hillary Clinton didn't know? No, she knew. She knew all about that. She called them bimbo. She vilified them. She attacked those women. And she failed to mention in this interview that she'd been told about Harvey Weinstein as well. Lena Dunham, actress, journalist Tina Brown, claimed that they warned Clinton staffers of Weinstein's behavior with women during her presidential campaign. Dunham said, the actress said, I just want to let you know that Harvey is a rapist, and this is going to come out at some point. And she told that to Clinton's deputy communications director, Christina Shake. According to the New York Times, she said, I think it's a really bad idea for him to host fundraisers and to be involved because it's an open secret in Hollywood that he has a problem with sexual assault. Well, you know, by that time, it was an open secret that Bill had a problem with sexual assault as well, and she didn't have a problem with that. Tina Brown also said that she sent a warning to the Clinton campaign. I was hearing that Harvey's sleaziness with women had escalated since I left Talk in 2002, and she was unwise to be so closely associated with him, she told the New York Times. And also journalist Ronan Farrow said that Clinton aide Nick Merrill tried to pressure him to back off the story that exposed Weinstein's behavior back in 2017, at the same time that Clinton was in talks with Weinstein for a documentary about the Clintons. And now she's got that documentary. It's going to be put out by the Handmaid's Tale Network, Hulu. They're going to do a hagiography of the hag herself. literally, a hagiography is doing a biography about somebody, worshiping them, you know, like Hagios is holy. But in this particular case, it has a double meaning, doesn't it? Hypocrisy is everywhere, she says, defending her relationship with Weinstein. And as she was talking about, nobody likes Bernie Sanders, well, that's especially her. You know, she hates Bernie because he was late in endorsing her. Maybe Hillary had something to do with the superdelegates that you bought. And you talk about the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy is everywhere in Hillary Clinton's life. It's not only the fact that she hangs out with rapacious men, literally, but also that she would complain about the imaginary situation. I don't think I think they padded the votes in these big cities, which they want to make, that they get rid of the Electoral College. It'll only be the big cities with the corruption and the padded votes that will be counted, that will throw the election. But anyway, she says, I won the popular vote. And we got to get rid of the Electoral College because I won the votes, but President Trump won the electors. Well, In many cases, Bernie Sanders would win the popular vote and Hillary would get all of the delegates because she gave so much money to the DNC. That's how she won the nomination. And that's why you had the people who supported Bernie Sanders do that document dump on her out of the DNC, and then she misdirected everybody. It's the Russians. It's the Russians. Escalating a Cold War to hide information, criminal information about her. Now, Bernie Sanders came back as Hillary is trashing him in interviews. He was in Congress for years. He got nothing done. What did you get done as senator, Hillary? You didn't get anything. As a matter of fact, you set your cause back in terms of the takeover of health care by what you tried to do as an unelected first lady. But anyway, she just said, he's nothing but a career politician. What is she? Anyway, she said, nobody likes him. And he came back and said, well, on a good day, my wife likes me, which I think was funny, self-deprecating. But also, I think it was a subtle dig at the Clintons, because I think even on a good day, both of the Clintons still hate each other. Don't you think that's the case? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Bernie was implying that, that on a good day, she still isn't liked by anybody. Also, when she went on with Howard Stern, she said, she was asked if she was still upset over Sanders, and not endorsing her or taking a, he did endorse her, but it took too long, she said, in 2016. See, it was everybody else's fault. What happened? You know, it was Bernie's fault. It was the Electoral College's fault. I take pride in the fact that she mentioned InfoWars three times in there. I think we got more mentions than any other institution or individual. And we had more to do with her defeat than the Electoral College, evidently, according to her book, What Happened. But she said, asked her if she would support him. And she says, well, I hope he doesn't do it again to whoever gets the nomination. In other words, she's just telling you it's not going to be Bernie. And she still has a lot of clout with the DNC. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, he's just a man.
Looking at all the life, there were plants and birds. And
welcome back. We're going to take a look in this segment at electoral politics. We're going to take a look at what the Democrats are doing. And there are some amazing statements being made by them. Just when you think it can't get any crazier, they come up with this stuff. And it is beyond even what you can do with parody at the Babylon Bee. Absolutely amazing. So we're going to get into that here in just a moment in this final segment. But before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because, folks, without your support, we won't be here. You've been very good to support us over the deplatforming. I was talking about how they are now coming after Glenn Greenwald with criminal charges, just like they did Julian Assange. But they've got a number of ways that they can shut you down. Yeah, locking people up is one way to do it. You know, he's got the financial backing of a billionaire there at The Intercept. We don't have anything like that. We don't have Michael Bloomberg channeling us money, or Pierre Almodovar, or whatever the guy's name is, that is backing The Intercept. And that's not to criticize them. I mean, look, anybody wants to speak, I'm in favor of that. And Glenn Greenwald, in general, has been good about supporting free speech. He doesn't agree with us. He doesn't like us. I don't like his position on most issues, and I don't agree with him, but we both agree that we ought to have free speech. However, many on the left don't agree with that. And it's amazing to me to see people on the left who absolutely hate corporations, they say, want to turn over all of our human rights to the discretion of the biggest corporations the world has ever seen. I mean, how is that for unhinged hatred, and a policy that is essentially going to come around and destroy them as well? And he was saying that when we got pushed off of the social media places 2 years ago, and now they're coming back at him with the government, but it'll also be corporations in no time at all because the government and the corporations have merged together. Folks, if you want to support us, we've got some great specials right now to support your health as well. As a matter of fact, we now have Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard back in stock. They were out of stock for a while because they're so popular. 35% off. As a matter of fact, I was saying earlier in the program that when I did the research on fish oil, not only does it improve my mood, but it is something that for my cardiac issues that I really need to be taking. It helps with your blood pressure. It helps to thin your blood. As a matter of fact, they warn you that if you take fish oil, krill oil, things like that, sufficient quantity that you need to stop that before surgery because it can thin your blood. And it can thin your blood without all of the dangerous side effects. This is why we talk about nutraceuticals. You know, my father was on warfarin, and that is listed as one of the top three dangerous drugs in terms of side effects to thin your blood. He had a problem with blood clots, and so he was on warfarin for a long time. They put me on Brilinta, which is a platelet aggregation suppressor. But, you know, fish oil can do that naturally, and there's no side effects. I mean, why wouldn't you take something that's safe, effective, and natural? And they know this. I mean, just do your own search on the Internet for these particular conditions, and they'll talk about how these things will help you to fight blood clotting, to fight platelet aggregation, and so forth. And they do it naturally, safely, effectively. That's why we call them nutraceuticals, natural foods like fish oil. And what you do is you distill that, you purify that, and then we sell it at InfoWars at big discounts for you. We want to help you to survive. And we want to help you to have your free speech to win that back, but also to have a free press. And you can help us with that as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, the Alexa Pure Gravity Feed Water Filtration System, 30% off. The Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration System, 30% off. Big dollar discounts on those systems. And again, nobody is going to make sure that you have clean water except for you. And you never know what's in the water. That applies whether you're on city water or rural water. You never know if something has spilled, or you've got, runoff from somebody spraying glyphosate or whatever, you know, chemicals, or if you've got underground storage, that seeps into the underground waterfer, if you're, aquifer, if you're on, a well. And certainly in the cities, as I pointed out last week, even in Flint, Michigan, where they were asleep at the wheel for so long, even when you saw the pictures of how dirty the water was, it took them forever. The state and local officials, finally they gave them a massive grant of $390 million. And more than half of that they used on their other programs and didn't use to clean the water. So you can save 30% off of a gravity feed water filtration system from Alexa Pure Pro. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the storable food discounts we have there, up to 50% off. Storable for up to 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we've got Bernie Sanders, as he was being attacked by Hillary Clinton. He also had some people ask him at a forum if he would consider tearing down the existing walls and fences at the southern border. Of course, he says. We shouldn't have any border, right? Borderless Democrats. He said, it may be, but how much is it going to cost to tear it down? Now he's worrying about money. These are people who have offered one program after the other for tens of trillions of dollars, but now he's fiscally conservative, right? Oh, I got to figure out how much it's going to cost to tear it down. Should you do that? Should you tear it? I don't know. Maybe the answer is yes. Maybe he's got to get an environmental study on that, right? And these people who are bellyaching about infrastructure. I had a listener send me a tweet. Vince sent me a tweet, said that all these people talking about how they're going to fix the infrastructure, they're the ones who are shutting it down, who are making it impossible for us to build dams and roads and bridges and so forth. As President Trump pointed out, you got to have a 10 to 20 year study to look at the environmental effects before you can even build a road. And they're changing that rule in the Trump administration. And as I pointed out, I said that is as important to change that rule as it is to make sure that you win in the courts. And again, he didn't need to take it to the courts, but, you know, they won in the courts to say that they can use military funding to actually protect our border and not just the border of every other foreign country in the world on the pretense of doing that. So anyway, he said, but if it's going to cost me billions of dollars to tear it down, I'd rather invest that money in the needs of child care in this country. The government should not be caring for our children. You know, Peggy Noonan pointed that out in the Wall Street Journal. She said, when I listened to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders in that most recent debate, all they could do was to talk about how important it was, the earliest years of life, 0 to 4 for children. And so we've got to fund that child care. That nowhere did they recognize the importance of family and of a mother or father to be there to raise the kids. That's totally discounted. No. They need to go to work because they can pay the taxes, right? They go to work, we can tax them. A lot of people who go through a lot of hardship with a two-parent home to be able to have one parent stay home and raise the kids. But, of course, that doesn't apply to the Democrats. And why is it? Well, because they've always known every tyrant, going back to Plato, understands that if you get a child in their early years, you can institutionalize them, and they can get them from preschool all the way through graduate school, and then they're theirs for life, pretty much. And that's what he's really talking about. Now, the Babylon Bee kind of trolled him and said, Bernie Sanders assures the public that his gulags will be tuition-free. No, actually, it's not gulags. It's the colleges, right? The re-education camps. That's what the colleges really are. We should call them the re-education campuses. That's it. That's what they are. Yeah. Want to talk about re-education camps? You got that guy that was caught on Project Veritas saying, we're going to send all the Republicans to re-education camps. And it's like, no, you're not sending my kids to college. You better understand what's really behind all of this. And then we have Buttigieg, who is, we got an article up at Infowars.com. Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Peewee, revives Jeb Bush's please clap moment. Let's play video clip number one.
By having better hands guided by better values on those pulleys and levers of American government. So can I look to you to spread that sense of hope to those that you know? Come on.
Oh, yeah, come on. All 24 of you, clap. Please clap. Please show up. Please show up and please clap. Yeah. I don't, you know, he's another one of these guys that wants to micromanage every aspect of our lives. Tucker Carlson was giving President Trump the formula for winning a second term. Let me tell you what is not the formula for winning a second term. We've got an article up at Infowars.com, and you have Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale, who has done absolutely nothing to support your free speech in support of President Trump or the free press. And he's now coming out talking about immigration and says, those voters, we already have them. That kind of cynical attitude, throwing away your voters and those key issues because you think they got nowhere else to go. That's what loses elections.